Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call, which we call the Telecommunications Sanctuary. And I'm Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we're so excited that you joined us this morning. Here we are tagging today. We're going Higher in the Lord Tuesday, okay? And, of course, it's because of the wonderful speech that we heard last night through our very own First Lady Michelle Obama telling us when they go low, we go high. So we're going higher in the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, God, we just thank you, our Father. We glorify you, oh, God, that you have given us this day, the day that you have made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. We thank you, Father, that you brought us here this day to glorify your holy and righteous name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, use us to your glory. Father, speak through our hearts, our minds, and even our mouths, oh God, that others will see you. We thank you, Father God, that you have brought us together to glorify you, Father, here on the Telecommunications Sanctuary. And, Father God, we thank you for the two appointed and anointed women of God who brought us here this day. And, Father, they are our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, pour into them blessings, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the Diaz de Leon family, the artist family in its entirety. We thank you, Father, for all the leaders down to the advisors. We glorify you, Father, that you're using us, Father, to help others get healthy. We thank you for every individual on this call. We ask you, Father, that you continue to pour like never before in Jesus' name. Father, and the speaker, when the speaker comes forth with your words, Lord, let our hearts and our minds receive what you have for us this day, because truly you told us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And, Father, as we think higher than the world, we think higher than our own ways, we glorify you, Father, that the spirit of truth that dwells in us, Father, will continue to pour into us what we need to go forth in our manifested destinations. We glorify you, we honor you, and we thank you, Father, in all that we say and do, because it is you that's doing the work through us. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's definitely been an honor and a pleasure to serve and greet each and every one of you. And now I'm turning it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I can, Minister Brenda. And you greet the people with such eloquence. And we just want to thank you for your faithfulness to us here on the TMC call. And I love that tag for this morning, Higher in the Lord Tuesday. And if you heard First Lady's speech last night, you know exactly what she's talking about. Our First Lady Obama set the tone for the Democratic National Convention. So we thank God for her, and I thank God for you, Minister Brenda. Well, 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 my family, this is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom we love to call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call our Dr. Dimple and Dr. Super Fantastic, I greet you here at the Master's Call. We get together every Monday through Friday morning from 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And if you just want to have a little time to fellowship with us, please feel free to come by 10 minutes earlier. Well, the Master Call was founded, I can hardly believe it, over 5 years ago. And the Lord put on Dr. Vanessa's heart a mission statement, which can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich. I'm sorry, we also have a tagline that we love to use, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin our day. And the Lord didn't just stop there with blessing Dr. Vanessa with different themes and mission statements, but our theme for this year is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So we praise God for that reminder every day that his glory, should be seen in us no matter what. Now, there's a playback today for today's message, and I know you're going to want to go back and hear it. And that number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PAN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 957-677-POUND. And to hear all the messages from the beginning of this call, I mean, there is just a wealth of messages there that will meet your every need and that you can share with others. And to hear those messages, please go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. Now, we are a place of prayer, and we love to get your prayer requests. And as you know, on Fridays, we stay over after part one of the call to go to part two, which is when we take our prayer requests. But when it's not a Friday, you are always welcome to go to email your prayer requests to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And your prayer will be taken, and we love to pray for you. Now, as I always say, we are not a private club. You don't have to go through anything to become a greeter or a host, a greeter as you heard Minister Brenda do, or a host as you hear me doing, or even to bring the message. The only requirement is that the Lord puts it on your heart to do that. We don't have an application for you to fill out. We don't have any initiation. We don't have any of that stuff. All we have is love for you here on the Master's Call, and we would love for you to become a part of our team. To do that, simply go to email to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get in touch with you. Now, Artists International was founded over 20 years ago by the D.H. De Leon family, and this company has grown. It is doing exceedingly well, and we thank God for the vision that he gave Papa D.H. De Leon. And in order to hear the overview of all the exciting things that are going on here at the Master's Call, there's a 24-hour call you can go to, and you can also send your team to the call, and that number is 641-715-3900, and the access code is 904-434-POUND. Again, 641-715-3900, and the access code is 904-434-POUND. In order to find out the latest promotions going on here at Artists International, you can always go to www.artistlife.com to get all the latest information that is there for you. Right after this call, we have the new morning motivational call that was originated by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and it is conducted by a great team of leaders. To get on that call, simply go to 641-715-3865, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 641-715-3865, and the PAN code is 539-598-POUND. Well, so much for the announcements, and I will have more announcements for you when we come back, but it is now time to introduce the speaker. And our speaker for this morning is none other than our faithful, always committed to the TMC call, Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. Mm-hmm. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorus, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assists the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief is that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is a past president of the Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife Cheryl for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. And that is according to Thessalonians 5:23. It is now my pleasure to introduce to some and present to others our very own dedicated man of God, Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Minister Willard, for such a warm introduction. God bless you. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and great things he is yet doing. And just want to say good morning to my TMC family, and we praise God for the visionaries of this call. And we honor them today, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Praise God for this opportunity to share with us once again. I'd like to call your attention to Psalm number 115. Psalm number 115, looking at verses 13 to 14. It says, the Lord have been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. I want to highlight that 14th verse. The Lord shall increase. In other words, the Lord will give you increase more and more, you and your children. For a subject this morning, I want to just talk about the God of increase. The God of increase. He is our God. He loves us. He's our Father. And he has a way of blessing his children. In other words, we are not to settle for less. We are not to settle for mediocrity. We are to live a life that's in line with our Father. In other words, seek an increase. I know we sometimes frown upon some ministers that's, you know, every time you turn around and talk about prosperity, this prosperity, that. But there's nothing wrong with prosperity when it's in balance. Amen, somebody. Amen. We don't want to be self-seeking, amen, only, but realizing that increase is for not us only, but for the kingdom of God, for the work of ministry. Amen. We're not here to just hoard what God has blessed us with. So look at the God of increase, that he does expect more out of us. Even from the beginning, he told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply. Amen. Amen. So even Jesus Christ, look at Luke chapter 2, if you don't mind. Turn with me to Luke, let's see, chapter 2. And we're looking at verse 52. And you'll find these words, Luke chapter 2, verse 52 says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Amen. So if Jesus, our Lord Savior, thought enough to increase in that area, of course, of wisdom amen, and stature and favor and with God and man, we ought to be about increasing. We ought to be not selling just for a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of wisdom, but to continue to strive to grow, consider to drive farther ahead than we did yesterday and in the past, always striving to better ourselves, to read a wholesome material that would challenge us, to help us to move forward in every area of our life, especially, of course, in our spirit man. But the Word of God is something that we ought not to take lightly, not just to carry to church on Sunday morning, but do like we do every day of the TMC call. We take time out to spend quality time with God and in his Word daily. Amen. We also have our own personal daily devotional time with the Lord, be it early in the morning, be it late at night, or be it both. Amen. And, of course, the Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. So we always have that spiritual connection with our Father. So increase is not a bad word. It's not a bad word. Even in our business, we don't have to settle just to stay in one particular level, to continue to increase, to strive to improve in our area of business. Amen. Personal development is very, very important. We have books that have been selected for our personal growth. Amen. And so we want to continue to strive to increase in knowledge, to increase in wisdom. And looking at even Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Let's turn there right quick. Proverbs chapter 1. Let's see. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. And if you don't mind, jot these scriptures down. It's always good to have an opportunity to study further. I mean, we give you something to chew on during the time that we have with you. But we want to encourage you to always continue in the study. So look at Proverbs 1 and 5. It says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So, amen, we're going to be wise. We have to understand that we will be the kind of person that will increase learning. You get to the point that we are satisfied, always striving for more. I remember the time when I was young in the faith, and I said, well, must be something more than this, just coming to church. And I was still rather in carnal. I was in church. I did the usher thing, the choir thing, and what have you, but I wasn't growing spiritually. So I had to pray. I said, well, it had to be more than this. And I heard about the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. That will fill you with this, you know, with the Spirit and allow you to even go deeper in Him and to enjoy, amen, a fresh walk with the Lord. So I praise God to be introduced, amen, to the precious Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. And so as we increase in spiritual things, as we increase in knowledge, as we increase in wisdom, amen, this is what we are to be about, increase. I'm reminded of another part of the scripture in the Word of God, that the parable of the talents. Many of you know about this parable when this master left and the country, but he said, wait, before I leave, I want to give you guys something. So the guy with the ability with five talents said, well, here's five talents for you. The one with two talents, here's two talents. He only had the ability to deal with two and one. The one-time guy, and of course the story goes on, he came back from his journey and held him accountable and said, hey, what'd you do with what I gave you? So the one with five talents said, well, here, I gained five more, and there's increase, right? And he said, well, you good and faithful servant, and I made you rule a little, and now come on up, I've got even more for you. In other words, you are applauded when you increase. So the two-talent guy gained two more, but the one-talent guy did not do anything with his talent. He was, of course, was frowned upon for what he did not do with what he had. So what I'm saying to us today, don't sit down on your gift. Don't sit down on your talent. Don't just be satisfied with what you have. I mean, it's okay to thank God for what you have, but always be striving for more. Strive for, man, being better, not just for your sake, but for the sake of your business. I believe that whenever you enter into any business, any place of employment, you ought to have the mindset that I want to make this better than it was before I got here. I want to make it increase, amen, not just for me, but for the sake of the company, for the sake of the business, that because when I leave here, they know that I've been here. Come on, somebody, that there have been some increase because I was there, even in relationships. We ought not to involve ourselves with anybody unless we want to make their life better than what it was before we got there. And not to, amen, not to make it worse. I mean, we got some haters out there, yes, but we got to purpose our hearts, those of us that are saints of God, amen, to make their life a better life than what it was before we got there. Amen. That we touch a life to make it better, to make it brighter, bring more joy into a person's life, to bring more encouragement, to tell somebody that, hey, you can make it, you're somebody special, amen, to increase their self-confidence, amen, to increase, amen, the fact that they are somebody, to help them to realize that they can make it, amen. So praise God. The God of increase is not a God just saying, you know, to take away from us, but to bring something to the table. I mean, there's religions out there, of course, that to believe in not gaining, and you know, just want to take, and even with this ISIS group, of course, they're taking lives, amen. But looking at us, we that are of the true faith, amen, the true religion, if you would, a relationship with Jesus Christ. If he increased in wisdom and stature, amen, how much more should we, that we say we are followers of Christ? So I just wanted to drop this nugget in us today that we are people of increase. God is a God of increase. So if he is a God of increase, we ought to be a people, his people of increase, striving for better, strive for more. You know, God said, because I'm holy, you should be holy. Come on, somebody. Amen. He said, if I'm perfect, you should be perfect. Amen. Come on. And that's to strive for maturity, to improve and to increase. So I just want to encourage us to not settle for less in this life. Amen, because God expects more out of us. Amen. We are King's kids. Amen. We are somebody in Christ. So my brothers, my sisters, my TMC family, this is a day to move forward. This is a time to look at increase and take inventory. Am I increasing in the area of wisdom, knowledge? Am I getting better in my spiritual life? Am I getting better in my business? Am I getting better in my relationships with my family? Amen. With my friends? Am I doing better? Am I improving? It's always, amen, room to improve. So I'm just going to encourage us today to be about increase. Amen. God bless you. Back to the host, Minister Willard. God bless you.
Praise God. And thank you, Pastor Everett, for the inspiring, wonderful message, the God of increase. Yes, we know he is the God of increase. And I will call you back after our prayer and announcements to give us our benediction.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning. We are eternally grateful for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love. We thank you so much, Father, for the message that we got this morning. We thank you, Lord, for loving on us. We thank you for downloading that message that we needed to hear from Pastor Everett this morning. Lord, we thank you so much for using him in a mighty way. Lord, we ask, Lord, that as you continue to prosper Pastor Everett, because you are the God of who wants us to prosper and be in health as our soul prospers, Father, that you continue to give him wisdom along his way. Lord, we thank you that you are blessing everything that his hands touch. And wherever his feet treads, he is taking over because you are the God of increase. And it's not just for him, but it's to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. So we thank you. Now we ask that you restore virtue into Pastor Everett so that he may continue to be that voice piece for you. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, for the Diaz de Leon family, for Mama Josie, Lord. We thank you so much for keeping them in your safekeeping. We thank you that you have your arms all around them, engulfing them with your love. We ask, oh God, that you direct them today, that you speak through their hearts, oh Lord, and that whatever they touch, Lord, they prosper in that way, because you are the God of increase. We ask for perfect protection over them, Lord. Father, we thank you that you have already had your angels encamped around about them and that you're girding them up. Father, we thank you for our TMC family. We lift up our dear sister, Ada Lovett. We thank you for the Abraham Day that is coming up. We thank you, Lord, that there will be increase in it. Father, that the message will go forth, that the weather is conducive for such a wonderful occasion and that there is no rain. We thank you, Lord, that they draw crowds from the north, south, east, and west in New York. And, Father, that they will continue to flourish in it and that hearts are touched. Father, we thank you for everything that they need. It is already there, for you are the God of increase. Now, Lord, for our family members who are experiencing the homegoings of loved ones, touch them in a special way. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can go to a Savior who is always there for us and who has exactly what we need. For our family members who are experiencing financial challenges, we thank you, Lord, that you provide for all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, because you are the God of increase. And, Lord God, we thank you so much for the convention that is going on right now. We thank you, Lord, for our dear First Lady Michelle Obama, who set the tone. And yes, we are all better together, especially in this world the way it is today, and here on the TMC call. Now, Father, we also lift up our family members who have health challenges. We ask that you run your nail-scarred hand up and down their body, Lord, extracting anything that is not of you, taking away all illness and disease. Father, we love you so much, and we daily seek to please you. We give you the praise. We give you all the honor and all the glory. In our matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Now, my family members, remember, you can go back to hear today's message by simply going to 712-432-1085. And the PAN code is 957-677 pound. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PAN code is 957-677 pound. For the overview of this call, 24 hours, air overview, 641-715-3900. And the PAN code is 904-343 pound. Again, 641-715-3900. And the access code is 904-434-POUND. Don't forget to go to the motivational call right after this one. That number is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. I will now, before the benediction, I would like to call Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for a very special announcement that she has for us family. And as I always say, I love me some you. Go out and have a wonderful day, but don't hang up yet, because we have a special announcement from Dr. Vanessa, and then we will bring Pastor Everett back with our benediction. Again, thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for hosting the call, for greeting the call so eloquently this morning. And Pastor Everett, again, thank you for that inspiring message. Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Thank you, Minister Weller, for hosting with such a state of excellence, and also our prayer general, Brenda, for greeting God's people. Just want to give an announcement that we wanted the entire artist family to know, so we're announcing it today on our TMC call as well as the new morning motivational call. It is with a heavy heart, but a spirit of excitement for him. We want to let you know that our very own Mr. Clement Boyd has resigned from our Artists International family. He was serving as our Vice President of Sales and Marketing, and due to personal challenges and situations with him, what is best for him and his family, he did resign with the blessings of our owners and our leadership of our entire artist family. And so we only had him a few brief months, but wow, did he make an impact and a change in our company since he came to join us in February when most of us all met him in Las Vegas. But he has officially resigned, and so we did want you all to hear it officially and know that all is well. We are still going forth with the campaign that he did come on and announce. So those of you who have signed up, continue to sign up. I think the last day to sign up is tomorrow. But we are going to pray for his success, pray for all good things to continue to happen in his life. But when life and seasons change, we must line up and change with them. So we did want you to know that, yes, Mr. Clement Boyd has officially resigned. No drama, but just a change in destiny. And so we're praying for his great success and all of his future endeavors. So keep him in your prayers as we continue to definitely keep lifting up Artists International. So with that being said, we're going to ask the awesome man of God with the mouthpiece that reminds us that we can always do better, increase as part of our DNA and our destiny. Thank you for that awesome word today, man of God. Will you come back and give us our benediction? Thank you.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make of his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and grant you peace, henceforth, now, and forever. In Jesus' name we give you praise. Amen. God bless.